John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so Mr. STFU, Matt the Pollock, I guess tomorrow we're going to meet his mom.
Wonderful.
Great. And do some stuff to him.
We have secured an outfit for him.
What do we have a Buckingham Palace outfit?
We were not able on such short notice to get Buckingham, but we do have a lovely Beefeater outfit.
Just as good. Very good, except doesn't have the hat. Maybe we'll find the hat in the meantime.
I think Beefeaters have hats.
Yeah, they have big hats.
Yeah.
I just like the fur hat with the heat and all.
Well, tomorrow we'll take care of his. We'll fix his wagon tomorrow.
Yeah, and he'll be guarding the studio tomorrow. Fine.
Talk to his mamo. Also,
I want to play the guards.
Tomorrow I'm going to have to call my daughter. Do you realize tomorrow she won't want this made into a big deal, but she's 31 tomorrow.
Wow. 31.
31 tomorrow.
Wow.
And I got a new cute as hell picture of the grandkids. Right, yeah. See them? There they are.
There they are.
Look at that. It's very hard to tell because you got to look at the big one, not the wallet size one.
Right.
But I don't know what's going on with their hair. One of them, the hair is green. The other one is red.
Huh.
And the other one is kind of purple.
Very colorful. Very interesting, but they're all different hair colors. I mean, even if the color's messed up on that, they're all different. It kind of looks like blonde, redhead, and brunette.
They are, but they've got the thing happening.
The mixed colors and stuff like that.
You know how I don't like mixing of the colors, Mike?
No, you don't. You and your friend.
Isn't that right, Rob?
Is the hair growing that way?
You and the guy in back of you. Your friend.
That's right. My friend.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Gold standard, Don.
Wow. Your man, Hall of Fame.
And all his minions.
Hi there, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. But Mike Vick, not so much. Things got even tougher for him today with one of his three co-defendants entering a plea of guilty to dogfighting charges. Tony Taylor has turned state's evidence and will cooperate with the people prosecuting Mike Vick.
Tony Taylor Show.
I was reading where no matter what Mike Vick decides to do from this point forward, might not even matter because he apparently is the guy that they're after. He's the guy that they're kind of targeting in this investigation.
Tony Taylor or
Mike Vick.
Well, one of the things Tony Taylor said, and Tony this Taylor. Is what the prosecutors say they've learned from Tony
Taylor Show
since he turned state's evidence, is that Vick financed most of the dogfighting operation and the gambling money. The profits divided then by Vick, Taylor, and two other co-defendants. Other news today, legendary football coach Bill Walsh has died at the age of 75, like Tom Snyder, also of leukemia. And Supreme Court Justice John Roberts took a fall today at his summer home in Maine. He was taken to the hospital as a precaution, but apparently he's okay. In other late news today, Al Gore's son pled guilty.
Hold on, there's the other guy falling down.
Supreme Court Justice falling.
Sorry, Mr. Justice.
Al Gore's son?
Yes.
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone,
there
man.
He is.
On the phone? Yeah.
With his lawyer.
Oh, wow, man, I don't even have a phone. Oh, well, that's probably why I had trouble getting you then, man.
Yeah, man.
He pleaded guilty today to speeding, possessing marijuana, and possessing prescription drugs without a prescription.
I certainly hope that he'll pull through this difficult time.
Though not likely, he could get up to 4 years in prison for that.
Here's the news report.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Now listen for it.
Talk. All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
And I like the way she says talented, too. It's talented.
Oh. Okay, we loved the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's great.
Bravo.
Try to top that, guy.
I don't know if I can. Because The Simpsons has been in American homes for the last 18 years, beloved for its cheeky attitude, it made a killing in movie theaters over the weekend. The long-anticipated movie pulled in twice as much money as the studio.
Permission to moan?
I'll allow it.
Oh!
Nearly $72 million just in North America. The movie cost $75 million to make.
It is great. It will not disappoint.
No, nope, you're
Mike,
right.
Mike, you've not seen it yet. And for anybody just getting into the car, I ain't going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
Seriously, here are the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Simpson's penis.
Right.
Otto's bong, and when Marge yells, God damn it, at Homer.
Absolutely.
I'm just giving you three little tiny thing.
Great. Can't wait. Can't wait to see it.
Well, one big tiny thing. That would be Bart Simpson.
That's right.
His wiener.
On the big screen.
Wait, what is it that Janet said to me when we were leaving the movie? We were talking about what the funniest part was. And she said,
I remember what she said. She said, I wish I could stay.
She started crying. She's going through the change.
Sorry. Had to go take it all the way back to the beginning of the show.
That's right.
No, you know, we walked out of the theater. She said, well, I thought the funniest part was his doodle. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, that was hilarious. She said, you know, they didn't give him any hair. And I said, he's a boy.
He's 8 or 9 years
come
old.
Come on. But I was like having a serious discussion. Oh, one other thing that won't ruin it for you. Even with four fingers, at one point Homer Simpson gives people the finger.
Yes, that's true.
And that's great to see as well.
Uh-huh. A double pumper, I believe.
Oh, how come things that happen to stupid people keep happening to me?
Well, over half the people going to movies this weekend went to see The Simpsons.
Damn straight, Buzz. And finally, a TV show movie that really is good.
And everybody's been waiting for it. That's why it's so successful.
May cause dry mouth, mood swings, and nighttime kookiness.
Mood swings!
Mood swings. Mood swings. Mood swings! Mood swings. Mood swings! Mood swings! Mood swings! Mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings!
Buzz, you watch Entourage, right?
Yes, I do.
Did you watch the one last night?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Okay, when you watch it, the guy who is the headmaster of the school that Ari wants to get his kids into,
right?
It's Dan Castle, whatever.
Neva, yes.
The guy who's Homer Simpson.
Right. Doesn't use the same voice, though.
No, it's hilarious to watch him on a TV show when he's not being Homer Simpson.
I'd love to see that.
He's great, very talented. Another reason the movie did so well, parents and kids went together. That hardly ever happens anymore with movies. Audiences are giving the movie an A-, which means it should continue to do well through next weekend. And because the movie runs under 90 minutes, theaters can turn it around faster for more showings.
There hasn't been a movie like this since The Devil's Rejects.
It may be
Rob Zombie film.
Maybe the biggest animated film of all time. Now, seeing Bart write on the chalkboard, "I will not illegally download this movie," leads us to this. At least a half dozen of the network's new fall shows have already been leaked online. Full episodes of The Bionic Woman, Pushing Daisies, Cavemen, and others have popped up on websites including Torrent Spy, The Pirate Bay, and Mini Nova.
It's quite a leak.
It is. Screening copies of new shows have leaked online before, but never so many and never so early. One of the shows online isn't even set to debut until next year.
Can you imagine? Let's walk around with a package of dynamite. I got it. Uh-huh. Hold up, Mike. I got it. Are you ready? It's The Bionic Woman.
Yay.
Before it goes on the air.
Any new episodes of According to Jim?
No,
just... I saw him today on Regis and Kelly. You know, you're talking about The Simpsons. If I could download The Simpsons, that means I'll be able to go take my kids to Underdog, which is without question in the history of clips, even the worst movie, you can provide a clip. This was the worst clip I have seen in the history of clips on television.
You know what's bad about that, too? I didn't realize till today that Jason Lee is the voice of Underdog. And he's also got another movie coming out. I saw the ad in The Simpsons. For he's the real-life guy with the virtual reality Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
The little Pixar Alvin.
Where they dubbed the mouth in?
It's like the little Pixar Chipmunks.
So he's David Seville.
Yeah, and he's the guy that goes, Alvin.
Yeah.
Awful.
That whole Jim Belushi interview would have been a waste if it wasn't for him doing yoga.
Yeah. Yeah, he did yoga on Regis and Kelly today. Really, really delightful. Look at me. I'm going to do yoga. Yeah, and you know, and he's doing it like Jim Belushi does, not in a way where he's being funny. He's
or
doing
elegant.
It. He's just doing it to show how limber he is and how flexible he is.
Yeah.
That guy. Hey, what a genius.
You think John Belushi's up in heaven going,
oh, please, lightning storm.
Why?
Yeah.
All right. So I did some drugs. Why is my brother a star?
And the thing is, Belushi's up there keeping him down here because Belushi doesn't want Jim Belushi up there with him.
And this morning, John Belushi was channeled through Al Roker.
Oh, loved it. Mark Trout and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
It's
Wow.
Al Coker.
I have to ask you, what real context was it in?
That was the context.
It was that. Was he really making a joke?
Was a story about cocaine use.
Oh, it was? Okay, very good. And Al was talking about how much cocaine. Was he in like an amusement park or something?
No, he was talking about the Simpsons movie.
Oh, okay.
He'd been quoting lines from the movie all day.
But he did take a $100 bill and roll it into a tube.
What's that all about?
Stop it, Rob, you cokehead.
The new fall show is being leaked online. The picture quality's never been this good. One web watcher says he wishes the same were true about the content, at least for the Sarah Connor Chronicles. The network say they're surprised, and they've alerted the studios. Quoting one studio rep, "We're doing everything we can to fight piracy. Our piracy department is playing whack-a-mole with these things."
Arr, piracy department.
And as beloved as Fox is for The Simpsons and American Idol and House, Fox News Channel sure makes a lot of people angry. And now liberal...
Just a bunch of white trash.
Now liberal organizations that do most of their work online are pushing a boycott of the companies that advertise on Fox News. So they're targeting Home Depot and other big advertisers, but they're focusing first on local ads. Quoting one of the anti-Fox News campaigners, "It's a lot more effective for Sam's Diner to get 10 calls than going to the consumer complaint department of some pharmaceutical company. Conservatives already do this kind of thing. Rush Limbaugh has said that he will never fly on JetBlue again.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body."
Because of their financial support of a liberal website.
"I will never fly on JetBlue because the last time I flew, ladies and gentlemen, I flew back on the same plane, had the same seat. And when I sat in that seat, it smelled like ass."
Doesn't JetBlue remind you of Baby Blues?
Baby Blues, please make sure, get housekeeper to bring Baby Blues.
Remember her name?
Terrible trouble right now.
Wilma
must have Baby Blues prior to show in Palm Beach. Please get Baby Blues to me, and if I cannot ingest them orally, I, ladies and gentlemen, would like to take them in suppository form as I take most of my meds. Need Baby Blues now.
Even when you were a kid, right? St. Joseph aspirin for kids?
St. Joseph children's aspirin ground into a paste, added a waxy substance to a candle wax to create a suppository that was then warmed in a 350-degree oven and then inserted in suppository form to take care of that pesky cold I had. And my mother would also give me paregoric to make me vomit. Thank you. I'm Jeff Christie.
The indecency paranoid FCC okays some dirty call letters.
Dirty.
When we continue.
Oh. Right. And you know what? We can't even really
say them,
can we?
No, I'll handle this very, very carefully.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there's controversy coming up. You know what that means to me?
What, Rush?
Time for another suppository.
This is the Don and Mike Show.